This is the WGXC Newsroom. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting that it will be much cooler today than yesterday. Areas of drizzle before 8 a.m., then showers likely. Cloudy with a high near 61 degrees and a low around 48. I'll have a full weather report for you in a moment, but first, here is the news. Brian Fitzgerald reports in the Times Union, legislation that would grant tax breaks to farmers who lost crops to paralyzing frost was introduced in the state Senate Friday, June the 1st, and is expected to be brought to the Assembly later today. The Republican-backed bill, known as the Family Farmers and Apple Growers Relief Act, would establish a tax credit to allow farmers to claim 35% of their losses due to the frost. Fitzgerald cites recently released data that estimates approximately 50% of the state's apple crop was wiped out by the March frost. 40 to 50% of the grapes are gone, as well as 90% of the state's peach crop. The frost is believed to have killed nearly all of New York cherries. New York is the second largest apple producer in the nation behind Washington State. The state apple industry generates $233 million per year and employs more than 10,000 people. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Now let's look at the weekend review. W.T. Eckerd reports in the Daily Mail, the Greene County Democratic Committee endorsed former Albany Police Department spokesman James Miller in the race against Assemblyman Peter Lopez in the newly formed 102nd Assembly District. Republican Lopez ran unopposed the past two terms. Miller grew up in Round Top and now resides in Albany. Miller told the paper his campaign will center on the economic revitalization of Greene County. The committee also endorsed Cecilia Takacic of Duanesburg for the new 46th Senate District and Kevin Lennon, Joe Kozlowski, Larry Gardner, James Van Slyke, and Harry Lennon for Greene County Legislature. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley, having failed to get the GOP nod, received the committee's unanimous endorsement for the District 1 seat. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Melanie Lekovic reported in the Daily Mail, the Village of Athens Recycling Center has a new home. The Village Board recently voted to permanently locate the facility at the brush dump adjacent to the firehouse on 3rd Street. The center was formerly located next to the sewer plant and was moved to the 3rd Street location during the recent sewer upgrade, now nearly complete. Mayor Andrea Smallwood told the board she supported leaving the center at the brush dump. She's quoted as saying, "I don't think we should mix the sewer and recycling." That full story can be found in the Daily Mail. Nathan Maybeg reported in the Register Star that Columbia County Court Judge Richard Kowiek has disqualified District Attorney Paul Zaka from handling a criminal prosecution. Kowiek ordered Zaka removed as the prosecutor of a criminal weapons possession case, which he presided over as a judge. Kowiek appointed Greene County District Attorney Terry Wellheim as special district attorney in the matter. Zaka has appealed the May 25th decision to the New York Supreme Court Appellate Division. The ruling could have a ripple effect, causing the DA's office to be removed from dozens of cases Zaka reviewed as a county judge. Zaka resigned from the bench in May of 2011 to run for DA. He was elected in November. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Nathan Maybeg reported in the Register Star also that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has requested representatives from all telecommunications companies serving in the county appear to discuss various complaints over the quality and availability of internet service. The companies involved include Verizon, Mid-Hudson Cable, Charter Internet, Time Warner, GTEL Telecommunications, and Fairpoint Communications. Planning and Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood said in a previous attempt to get Verizon's to cooperate was unsuccessful. The consensus among supervisors is the lack of access and the poor quality of internet service are an economic liability to the new and existing businesses throughout the county. No word on when the meeting will take place. Now that story is also in today's Register Star. The Chatham softball team has won the sectional title. Connell Riley reports in the Daily Mail that the Chatham High School softball team beat Ichabod Crane 5-1 on Friday at Bedeer Park in Colony to win the Section 2 Class B softball championship for the first time in the school's history. The Lady Panthers' Hannah Gregg got Chatham on board in the fourth inning with an RBI single, one of three hits, and an RBI for her on Friday. Well, the National Weather Service is predicting that today will be much cooler than yesterday. Areas of drizzle before 8 a.m., then showers likely, cloudy, high near 61 with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 3 days, Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 67 and a low around 49. Wednesday, isolated showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 69 and a low around 52. Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 72 and a low of 52 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:20 a.m. and will set at 8:28 p.m. for a total length of day of 15 hours and 8 minutes. If you live in Athens, Claverick, Claremont, or Taconic, you have a meeting tonight. ANCRM has a conservation advisory meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 1416 County Route 7 in ANCRM. Athens has a town meeting at 7 p.m. at No. 2 First Street in Athens. Claverick has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall on Church Street in Mellonville. Claremont has a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont. And finally, Taconic has a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall on Route 82 in West Taconic. That wraps up the news, the weather, and the information on the town meetings. This is the WGXC Newsroom. I'm Phil Grant. Have a pleasant day.